Splitter versus Dimax. This is a track I know well because I recorded it in my living room. This is Grace. And suffice to say, well, you know who's going to win this. And it's not Splitter. Splitter rushed through this track, pell-mell, yeah, and it's quite clear. So let me show you what we've got here. Splitter. I'll show you the intro at least.
18 months doing nothing, all alone, seeing no one.
That's fine. And what happens is, all the little weird nuances that get cut out of a track sound okay when you play it all together. But if we go back to here, where this vocal starts, and I solo the vocal, the Splitter version of the vocal, listen to this.
18 months doing nothing, all alone, seeing no one.
There we go, that's more like it. Nasty.
Although time it is rushing, feels so slow when you're not having fun.
Okay, that's all well and good, kind of. Now I'm going to go and unsolo the Dimax version because I want you to hear this version of the vocal, which is quite different.
18 months doing nothing, all alone, seeing no one.
What a difference. And again.
Although time it is rushing, feels so slow when you're not having fun.
Okay, we're going to go back and do Splitter again.
18 months doing nothing, all alone, seeing no one.
It's got rid of reverb and done things like that, but still.
Although time it is rushing, feels so slow when you're not having fun.
That's something. Now, Splitter drums. Listen to this. Let's go straight to drums. Flappy, floppy, unnice. I'm going to solo the Dimax drums now and swap over. Still a bit floppy, but not nearly as bad. Let's go and back, particularly now that the cymbals are in. That's Splitter. I mean, it's night and day, really, isn't it? And the other thing I wanted to show you was I'm going to mute Dimax and then unmute Splitter. And I'm just going to play the track, and then I'm going to bounce between them, all of them, playing solo versus unsolo. And you can hear what's cleaner pretty much instantly. So here's this.
A cigarette and break out of this cage. Dance the night away.
And we'll go back, and this time we'll solo the Dimax version.
A cigarette and break out of this cage. Dance the night away.
And then we'll swap. I'll just unsolo and I won't say anything.
Cider in my hand that I paid way too much for. Stains on my back from laying on the grass floor. Oh, it's been serious. That's why I'm crying bitter tears. Oh, 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 oh.
Listen to those hi-hats kick through on Dimax.
Oh, 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 oh.
That's Splitter.
Oh, oh, that's why I'm crying bitter.
I mean, it's just nuts. It's just nuts. But one of the most interesting things I want to show you comes in a bit later, about 73 bars. So here's the track, and listen to this trumpet. It rises right up the scale, and it comes out and bleeds on just about everything.
Oh, it's been serious.
Just that, okay? Now, if I mute this other, well, I'll solo it first so you can hear it. Okay, that's fine. Now I will mute that, and what we'll get is it coming out on all the other tracks. A little bit.
Oh, it's been serious.
Okay, rah-rah, it goes. Rah-rah, it's great. And then we have to do the same thing now with the other thing. So I'll collapse. I've got these in track stacks, and it's just funny. Mute that, unmute that. Okay, we go down. And do this. I'm going to mute the other track again.
On my back from laying on the grass floor.
it's still there because it's one of those sounds that rises through every bit of the spectrum it lives in, and it's a whole octave, and it's quite a broad spectrum sound, but it's not as badly there as the Splitter version. Absolutely incredible. The bass, though, the last thing I want to show you is the way that the bass gets handled with this thing, because it is, I don't even know what to call it. So let me just show you it and you can decide for yourself. All right. Now, of course, that's Splitter doing that. It's time for Demux now. It's quite a different thing. So, yeah, that's a bit about that. One was very quick and did a fairly, it would be a passable job if that's all you had access to. But after seeing Demux, you kind of don't want to go back to Splitter ever again. At least I don't think I do.